And at the moment, I'm sitting in the bar at the Red Lion Public House. And with me is Mr. Bert Horwood, who's the publican. Bert, how long have you been here in the pub?
59 years.
You were born here?
I was born here, yes.
In this pub?
That's right, yes.
Not very often that you find a publican who was actually born in the pub you never looked after.
Not very often. I've also read some about it. I've never heard of him being in the Iron Ace for a while.
Well, you're certainly the first one I've come across.
Yes.
Have you seen many changes here in Finnmere?
Oh, yes, quite a lot. Different things, you know. When the old horse and carts used to come up the village instead of motor cars now.
Because you're sitting here on the junction between the main road and the road going into the village, and we've just been, the traffic's actually stopped at the moment, but just a few moments ago it really was busy.
That's right. Yeah, we get quite a lot of traffic through now. It's quite a busy road. Even the village itself has quite a lot of traffic up and down.
I suppose this wasn't so in days gone by.
No, no. One car a day, perhaps, something like that.
What sort of trade do you do here? The locals, or do you get many visitors in?
Well, we rely more on the passing trade, you know. That's our business, more or less.
Does this mean you're busier in the summer?
In the summer, yes. Summer months, that's there. Winter's very quiet, you know. Just to go to get your locals, more or less.
When I came just now, you were out on the garden. Does that mean you're a keen gardener?
Oh, I like doing the garden, yes. We got quite a bit of grow my own potatoes and all that. Mm-hmm. I like to go and have a go at it. I used to keep a lot of pigs at one time.
Did you?
Yeah.
What sort of pigs?
Says and that. Breeding, you know. About a dozen says. Keep them for breeding. So the little ones, 8 or 9 weeks old.
Do you need much expertise to do this?
Well, I was brought up with it. Father used to do it, you see, and I got to know how to go on with him, you see, because he used to do them before I did. And when I was 8 or 9 weeks old, we just take them to market, you see, sell them Banbury or Aylesbury.
What sort of things did you feed your pigs on?
Well, we used to have a steamer boil the food up, which was the best, I think, better than this lot of this dry stuff today. Pigs used to do better, I think, than what they do now, you know.
Of course, the idea of keeping pigs and taking them to market's disappeared these days, hasn't it?
Yes, yes. You've got to go in it in a big way, you see. Well, 100 stations, really, to do any good.
You said that you were born here in the pub and you've lived in the pub all your life. Do you find pub work very hard?
Well, no, I don't mind it. Not to take it on the whole, I think it's a very good job, you know. What I like best is when there's plenty of people about, you know, so as you can, everybody comes in and when the suns are shining, everybody seems happy, and in the winter's the worst part. You dull nights and quiet, no one around much. Time drags then more.
But you much prefer the summer?
Well, the summer's the best time. You get different holiday people in and from all parts of the country coming in to on the way to holiday, having their holidays, and makes it an enjoyable time of it, you know.
I've always heard it said that if you're going to be a publican, you've got to be able to stand and listen to other people talking.
That is so, yes. You've got to listen to them and have all their aches and pains and everything else, and whether you're in aches and pains yourself, you have to put up with that.
But you don't mind?
Well, no, not if they're happy. Well, that's it. You like to see everybody happy.